This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record-keeping purposes.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Yeah, what's going on, Ruben? What's going on? It's Phil on deck.
Yo, man.
Hey, sorry I missed your call. I was trying to switch over.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. We got that, these deals are getting tough. We got that other deal closed, Akigo Supply. Don't ask.
I know that one was, one of your deals too, right?
No, that's not my deal. I'm just helping the rep.
Got it. Yeah, I remember you were saying that one was a dogfight as well, so.
Yeah, he has a monthly offer at a 1-2-2.
Oh, wow.
For 18 months.
Oh, that's right, this deal. That's right. I just remember this is the one I had to, like, go back and be, like, begging and pleading, like, please give me whatever we need, like, to get this one done. This is outside of the OnDeck Select, this may be, like, the best 18-month deal that I've, you know, will do. Again, Select being different, but, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So if we can get that one done, that's great. Obviously, it's a...
We have signed docs in. We just want to wait to send them in until tomorrow because this guy, he's one of these email fastidious guys, and he wants to make sure that his first draft doesn't come out tomorrow.
That's not a problem. If anything, we can just delay fund it for tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to send in the docs tomorrow.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so that's fine. If he wants to do that, you know, if you have it, the rest of it, what else do we need there? Was it just that?
That and bank verification, but you guys got bank verification waived.
I believe we did. Yes, we did. Just DLBC, and that's a wrap. Yeah, it looks pretty cut and dry. Love those. So it'll be a nice twofer once we get this one, Aphrodite out, and then this one. So kick up the week, and then we got...
I didn't know if the Aphrodite email was acceptable. I told him what to say, and he kind of cut half of it, so I don't know if that...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say to him, like, hey, you know, maybe, but I was just like, you know what, let me just send it down and see if that suffices. Worst case scenario, I'll just reply, be like, hey, you just wanted to confirm, you know, for compliance purposes that, you know, this was your signature, you read, you know, read in whatever.
Yeah, just please
yes.
Say yes. Yeah, that's what I literally copy-pasted, but the guy's pretty easy to deal with.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, can you, I wanted to actually ask you something,
sure.
But can I call your cell real quick?
Always like those. Yeah, I'm actually about to grab some lunch. I'll step outside now and I'll give you a call when I'm on the way to get lunch.
It's no worries. It's just something where it's kind of more personal in nature, that's why.
Yeah, no worries. I'm all for it. No worries, man.
Okay, cool. Thanks, brother. And then do you think we're going to be able to find Aphrodite today?
We should. What's up?
I was just confusing you with someone else. I don't need to talk to you. I'm sorry. That was something completely unrelated. It's another guy with a similar name. No, there's a guy that I'm talking to, and he doesn't want his like I just confused it. I'm talking to the guy who someone is trying to do something I think kind of dirty to him, and I wanted to tell him something kind of off the record. Someone's trying to screw him over.
That's not me. I'm not screwing anybody.
No. This is we see in our world what people try to do oftentimes is it's kind of nasty, is they'll get you approved for a machine. Like, let's say you can qualify for an equipment loan for $100,000, and what some crazy people in our industry do is they'll go, oh, okay, well, you can't qualify for $120,000, so we'll go get two loans from two different lenders for the same machine.
Really?
No, they can't. It's basically, the client's it's me telling someone kind of off the record saying, hey, look, dude, I don't want your employees to hear, I don't want anyone else to hear this in the office, you know, and I don't want you to be saying, hey, you told me this, but it's essentially ignorance is not bliss. So you have customers that come in and say, hey, look, I don't know how they're doing this, but they're just giving me two loans. Well, it's basically you going to a car dealer, the car dealer getting you two loans for the same vehicle, and then you saying, car dealer, and your idea of ignorance really doesn't hold up, because when that car gets repossessed, you can't chop it in two.
It's like the old King Solomon kind of thing. It's like,
yes,
can't really.
We don't do that, weird. But it does happen in our industry, unfortunately. Cool. Do you guys think you'll need anything else from us on either of those deals?
Aphrodite? No, just waiting on them to say, you know, yay or nay as far as the emails, kind of, you know, these are little stupid things. But, yeah, if they just say, oh, we need more clarity, like, all right, I'll just reply to them, I forward it back over, and then we get it, you know, done in another 15 minutes from thereafter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it should be pretty good.
Cool. And then with the whole payoff, like, you want to normally pay off, but I guess it's going to take them a while to get the zero balance. So he's like, look, as long as I don't have to, you know, as long as if it's 1,000 or less on the discount remaining, then I'll just use the on deck to pay it off. And his remaining balance, you know, he's only going to save $500. So it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I remember you saying a couple months ago, like, you know, the guy's smart. Like, he doesn't want to pay all the interest up front. So at least now it's minimal.
He's done a lot of these loans.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You know, he knows the game.
Someone tried to steal our approval, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me look it up. Aphrodite, because I would see...
Not with On Deck. Someone, he told us that someone called...
Okay.
He told us, and it's very weird. He said that someone called him. He doesn't know... I never asked for the company, but they called him and said, we'll do the same loan amount, and we'll do it at a 114. For the same term. Yeah, and then they came back and said, okay, we'll do it. Like, they're both, he's the kind of guy where if you lie to him, he's not that kind of person. He's not like the guy that will do a deal over a point. He's actually knowing who he's working with. And he came to me and said, hey, look, if I can save 5%, I'm sure you understand that I got to go this way. And I said, yeah, of course. And I said, look, I'd like to know if someone's going to give you that deal, I'd love to know who they are, because I want them. And then
deal. Yeah.
And then apparently apparently they came back to him and said, hey, we're going to do it at a 119. And he's like, you know what? You guys lied to me. F off. But it was just very bizarre because he got called. And this guy's like cell phone, you know, it's not hanging out there. So it was very weird.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Trigger leads? Who knows? I don't know. Interesting. Yeah, I never know. I mean, these guys have been around the block for a while, so I don't know where his information has probably been disseminated. So,
But yeah, other than that, thanks for the callback. I just want to make sure that worked. If you need anything, holler at me.
Will do, homie. No worries.
Cool.
Right,
anything else on the horizon?
Yeah, I mean, I think DK probably told you as far as the compliance change that speaking of Can, that Can and Cabbage and us all kind of went into effect.
Yeah, I saw that.
Smartbox. Yep. So I mean, I know we talked about it kind of in person a little bit last month, but yeah, just long and short, now it's actually in play. Yeah, I mean, after now seeing the form kind of fully come out, it looks almost identical to the Truth in Lending disclosure on mortgages.
It's very
almost identical.
Similar.
Yeah, and then when I saw it, I'm like, oh, okay. And I've actually not had any pushback from merchants. I had one merchant just wanted to understand what this was. Like, so, you know, it was like a 137 over 12. Like, so I'm not paying 47%. Like, no, that's just APR, blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, like, do you have a mortgage? He said, yes. I was like, okay, do you remember the Truth in Lending disclosure? And he goes, yeah, I remember it being scary because it's a 30-year, and it's basically saying that I need to pay, like, a little more than double my value of my house into 30 years. I'm like, yeah, that's basically breaking down APR to total payback. This is just the mirror image of total payback to APR. He's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, he's like, yeah, I know this, like, it's just a shorter term. He kind of just fooled himself. He's like, yeah, this is a shorter term than 30 years. I'm like, exactly. He's like, okay. He's like, just wanted to make sure. I'm like, yep, that's it. He's like,
my feedback is, I don't think any salesperson likes it. I think, regardless, it's an extra form, but I think, you know, it is what it is. It's interesting to me that you, Cabbage, and Can are all doing it, apparently, which is kind of like, it's kind of like, it's very interesting, but it is what it is. I guess we just, you know, we all have obstacles, and we'll have to overcome these obstacles. I guess a question for you, with the new On Deck docs, do the people have to sign all the pages or no?
So it's one of two options. Basically, if the merchant is, so it'd be, with our direct channel, it's different because they're, you know, emailing the docs directly to customers. So with our channel, basically just for this new compliance that's in play, until we have a better system in place, basically the two options are yourself or any of the reps would just have to BCC us when the docs are sent out. And if that's the case, then we don't even need them to initial every page. We just have on the file that they received basically the smart box and all the rest of the pages of the docs. Or if it's a merchant, let's say, he doesn't have email, you're faxing, or just it's just easier, because VK said he's like, he kind of prefers to just have merchants initial each page. They can just initial each page, and we don't need the BCC.
I have a question. I have another team. So I think with our thing, so the BCC is one thing. So you're saying as long as we BCC you on the docs going out, then you don't, you just need the signature pages returned.
Yeah, and so we actually got rid of the initial pages on the supplement. So, I mean, so this deal obviously was before the change. The change went into effect just literally like 2 business days ago. So basically we no longer have the supplement initial pages. We only, if we get the BCC to email, all we would need is the ACH and the 2 signature page. So we only need 2 pages back.
So here's what I would ask you. It's not trying to like dance around, it's trying to understand. So let's say I have a deal. Here's what I would normally approach is. I put the docs together, then I also do the signature pages. So if I did like a 200K deal, can I email a client and say, hey, John, here, attach your loan documents, look forward to working with you. There's 2 attachments. One is your, 2 attachments. One is the entire contract. The ones that I need returned to me are the signature pages. Can you please print out on the signature pages, please print those out and sign them, the bank information and that, and send them back to me. Please also include an email back to me that confirms you have read all pages. Does that work or no?
Yeah, that would work.
You don't need to
go that far. You can just send out the docs saying, here's your loan contracts. All we need back are the last 2 pages in order to proceed.
And if I don't BCC you, I'm sure I can just forward you that email that shows that.
Correct. You can just send it.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay, cool. So that makes it a lot easier. Perfect.
Yep. So we actually had a deal that I funded today. We're basically the same kind of story. They got the deal, doc signed, everything else. And I'm like, listen, hey, can you just forward me the email that when your rep did it? That way we don't have to do each page. He's like, yeah, no problem. They just sent me the forward email from yesterday. So I'm like, hey, Mr. Merchant, like, here's your contract, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Forward it right down. That, step cleared and done. Okay. 2 pages of the signed docs and DLVC and done. That was a nice one, too. So little compliance change, but like I said, at least now Can and Cabbage all have to do it. So until we have a better system in place, which I think we're hoping to get DocuSign kind of on everything, and there's a bunch of different things being ironed out, but they just needed to roll this out, I guess, now. I kind of wish it to be January 1st. Like you said, I think no salesperson's thrilled with it, but, it is what it is. Just, haven't had any issues thus far yet, though, so that's good.
Okay. Cool.
But that's the story. Good catching up. And, I'm just waiting. Where is Aphrodite? I'm literally refreshing my page to see Aphrodite before I grab my lunch. Let me just check. Bear with me for a minute. Let me just see if I can... Okay, email confirmation. He looks to be...
As one of the brokers that owns your stock, you're killing me.
Yeah. It's not been... where is it at? Is it like in the fours now? I think I saw yesterday it got... shit. A little over. Fuck. that's the lowest I think I've ever seen it. Huh. I wonder if I should exercise some of my options, actually. It's low.
Better for you to? I don't understand options. Is it better for you to exercise options when you exercise them when it's low?
So basically, because I've been here 4.5 years, so my options that I got were when like OnDeck was a small ass company, so it was only at 40 cents. So then whenever I exercise, then there's a specific I forget. Is it AM alternative minimum tax? I think. What's that?
No, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry, I thought I lost you. My headset just died. Can you say that again?
Oh, no. Yeah, long and short of it, it's just the delta between what my options were at and when I exercise, there's an AMT calculation on the tax returns. So it just would increase my AMT. If I exercise high, then it's just a higher AMT to kind of adjust against my taxes. Oh, it looks like they're packaging up Aphrodite. So hopefully that suffice for their end. But, that's the long and short of it. But you know, at this point, you know, I'm holding for a bit. I'm not going to be selling these bad boys for a while because they're kind of a bad boy right now. But it is what it is.
All right, man. Well, I don't know if you had a chance to talk with DK about any, like, promotional stuff, but we're excited. If I can do anything for you, you know, you've always got my ear. And thanks again for helping these two deals. The other one you'll be seeing tomorrow, okay?
All good, man. No worries. You know, I got your back here, too. It's always, you know, it's like that, like now, especially after, you know, coming to see you guys a couple times this year, like, you know, I know you guys, and I'm like, you know, it makes it that much easier.
Can I ask you a quick question, actually, while I've got you on the
sure.
line? So, we sent over a deal that I thought would be, like, a perfect fit for you, and it keeps on getting declined. So, it's called Pink Gulliver.
Yes, I did look at that before. I remember seeing this one a couple of months ago, I want to say.
Yeah, it got declined. Someone stacked him on top with Everest and Sapa New Logic. He paid off, like, Everest well over, I think, 100K. That's what he's telling us. He has one balance now. So the cash flow stress is in a high. Unfortunately, his September didn't end too bueno. His October, you know, the reason why his September, he was out of the country, actually. He went to Korea. But his October didn't end badly. Is it worth re-looking at this?
So this one, I'm looking at it right now. It's more of an internal risk score decline, mm-hmm. so it's kind of more of a hard cut. It looks like a couple negative days kind of sprinkled in, plus FICO's good. So I see why. So FICO's good. The business credit is a no-hit. So generally with a no-hit, it would need to be kind of, at least kind of decent cash flow. Since there's some hiccups, plus time business is, so, you know, okay, 3 years about. But, yeah, it just looks like lack of business credit mixed with bad cash flow, you know, got this one DQ'd. And I've seen this app, I know, at least once or twice before.
You've seen it from us before. We just sent the updated statement, that's why.
That's right. Here it is. Credit. That's what happened last time. No, it got. That's right. Yep. I still just won. And then was it because of no hit? Existing MCA.
Basically, what I'm asking you is it worth to wait for this guy to just have a perfect clean statement with no NSFs? Do you think it'll get approved?
It's going to be a tough sell because the business credit's a no-hit. So I would say, you know, if you got some, you know, other options for it, you know, do what you got to do with it.
Okay.
It may be a tough sell. And because even if we did get an approval, it would probably be a kind of a lower high-risk approval. So it may not be that strong of an offer. But, yeah.
Cool, man. All right. I'll let you know what I figure out here. Thanks again for your time.
No worries. Anytime. Whenever I got the time, anytime.
Cool. Talk to you later, brother.
All right, man. I'm just waiting for Aphrodite to go, but I'll let you know within the hour.
Yeah, enjoy your lunch.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Later.